Miss Regina Williams is our next patient. Regina Williams, R-E-G-I-N-A-W-I-L-L-I-M-S. Regina was born, 2-15-62, 12-6-23. Miss Green is a 61-year-old woman who resides by herself. She's originally from Houston, Texas. She used to do secretarial work. She comes in today with a complaint of back pain, knee pain, cough, congestion, difficulty breathing. She has extensive history of smoking. She has green sputum and difficulty breathing, especially at night. Period. New paragraph. Medication includes a albuterol pump, as she calls it, Prozac, and some kind of esophagus medication. Esophagus medication because she has esophageal stricture. Medical problems, asthma, COPD, esophageal stricture, status post dilatation. The dilatation was not successful. She was told she probably needs some kind of esophageal surgery, but she has refused. Her other other issues and surgeries includes a gastric bypass, has lost over 200 pounds, gallbladder surgery, knee replacement times two, and a recent hospitalization for a boil, in quotation, which appeared to be a large abscess of the left upper thigh, which was removed and left a large scar. Social, she's single, lives alone, doesn't have any children. She does smoke extensively, doesn't drink alcohol. Allergy, none. And then COVID immunization, she does not want and has not had any of her COVID vaccination. 166 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 16. 76 pulse, blood pressure is elevated at 165 over 79. Heart pulses, one pulses, two. Lungs, coarse breath sounds, ronchi, abdomen, scaphoid, neck. Shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema.
So we're
going to do it. Number one, shortness of breath. Number two, exacerbation of COPD. Number three, rosefenigram. Now, next one is decadron, 8 milligram. Now, next one is Toradol, 60 milligram. Next one is, I explained to the patient with gastric sleep surgery, she should be on B12 replacement. Next one, she required first dose of 1,000 mcg B12 now. Next one is continue with inhaler. Next one is continue with Prozac. Next one, she's not suicidal. Next one is I gave her Z-Pak. Next one, I gave her Medrol dose pack. Next one is I gave her Relafan DS to take it home for aches and pains. Next one is follow up with her doctor on the north side next 3 or 4 days. Next one, she says her blood work is up to date. Next one, his findings were discussed with patient at length. If she gets worse or she has any more issues with breathing, we'll go to the emergency room right away. She's been given instruction regarding use of Z-Pak and Medrol dose back at home. Thank you.